Researchers in England report in tomorrow's edition of the journal Nature that they may have pinpointed the brain structure responsible for perceiving fear. The structure is located deep in the brain and probably appeared early in the brain's evolutionary development. NPR's Michelle Trudeau has details.
When you look at somebody's face, in an instant, your brain reads and decodes the emotional cues behind each expression, analyzing, for example, that a relaxed grin means friendliness, raised eyebrows implies curiosity, an open-mouthed grimace signals fear and urgent danger. Your brain reads facial expressions in a fraction of a second. And now scientists have begun to pinpoint where in the brain this rapid response center is located. Psychiatrist Ray Dolan brought five healthy people into his laboratory at the University College School of Medicine in London and asked them to lie inside a brain camera called a PET scanner.
While they were in the scanner, we showed them on a television screen photographs. We showed them two types of photographs. One set of photographs were faces which had happy expressions. The other type of photographs were faces which had fearful expressions.
As the faces flashed on the screen, Dolan's PET scan camera captured how the brain of each volunteer was reacting.
And when we compared the brain activity under the two conditions, in other words, look at how the brain was responding when subjects were looking at happy faces from that which occurred when they were looking at fearful faces, we showed that one particular region was more active, namely the amygdala.
The amygdala, a cluster of nerve cells shaped like an almond deep in the brain.
When subjects were looking at fearful facial expressions, the amygdala responded.
But the amygdala barely responded at all when the subjects looked at happy faces. And, Dolan discovered, the amygdala reacted like a barometer of fear.
So not only did the amygdala respond to the presence of fear, but the more fear that was expressed in the face, the more the amygdala responded.
Now, this makes evolutionary sense, says psychiatric researcher Leslie Brothers from the Sepulveda VA in California. She believes that parts of the human brain have specifically evolved to process and respond to cues in the faces of others.
We are above all social animals, and what our brains mainly care about are the social signals that others are sending to us. And some of the most vivid social signals that we receive are those that are sent by faces.
Brothers suggests that the brain's ability to read facial expressions is ready at birth, but that it is shaped by experience as a child grows up in a social world.
Children do what's called social referencing. In a situation that's ambiguous and possibly dangerous, toddlers will glance over at their mothers, and if the mother shows a fearful expression, the toddler will avoid the situation. So we do know that indeed children, and of course we do this also, reference the expressions of other people to indicate whether the environment is safe or dangerous.
Now, previous research has shown that the amygdala is part of an entire emergency response network, so that when you see an expression of fear on the face of another, your amygdala jumps into action and sends emergency signals to other parts of your brain and body. Your heart rate speeds up, muscles tense, adrenaline pumps out. Your body is ready to either fight or flee. So it can be crucial to our very survival that the brain selectively attends to fearful facial expressions. And this new research suggests that the amygdala is the brain's key player in identifying such dangerous situations. I'm Michelle Trudeau, reporting.